Chapter 5 and Chapter 6. New words. An insect. Noun. A very small animal with six legs. Take, took, taken, off. Verb. To remove something, like clothes. A hammock. Noun. A long bed above the ground, usually between two trees. Silk. Noun. Spiders make silk. It is soft, but strong. A stem. Noun. The long, thin part of a plant. Fruit grows on it. Roll. Verb. Move by turning over and over. Chapter 5. The creatures. James looked slowly around the room. His face went white. He thought about escaping into the tunnel, but he looked behind him and the door was not there. There was only a brown wall now. The creatures were all watching him closely. Were they creatures or were they insects? But insects are usually very small, and these things were not small. There was a grasshopper as large as a large dog. Next to the grasshopper, there was a huge spider. And next to the spider, there was a giant ladybird. These three creatures all sat on beautiful chairs. A centipede and an earthworm were sitting on the sofa.
I'm hungry,
the spider said suddenly, looking at James.
I'm hungry too,
the old green grasshopper said.
And I am hungry,
the ladybird cried. The centipede sat up.
We are all hungry, he said. We need food.
Four pairs of black eyes were all looking at James.
Are you hungry?
Asked the spider. Poor James could not answer because he was too afraid.
What's the matter?
The old green grasshopper asked.
You look ill.
Oh dear, the ladybird cried. He thinks that we want to eat him.
The creatures all laughed and laughed.
No, no, they said. That's terrible. We don't want to eat you.
You mustn't be frightened, the ladybird said kindly. We won't hurt you. You are one of us now.
Don't worry, my boy, the centipede said. Now, please come here and help me with my boots. It takes me hours to take them off.
James did not want to be difficult, so he walked across the room to the centipede.
You have a lot of boots, said James.
I have 100 legs,
the centipede answered happily.
Why does he always say that?
The earthworm cried.
It's not true. He's only got 42 legs. And anyway, there is nothing special about legs. I can walk without legs. And that really is special.
That is not walking, you horrible creature, said the centipede.
I am not horrible. I am very important. Farmers and gardeners need earthworms to help them grow plants. The ground is nice because of us. Farmers love earthworms, and they love ladybirds too.
Yes, I think that they do, the ladybird said quietly. Horrible little insects eat their plants, but we eat those little insects. So they buy big bags of ladybirds, and they put us in their fields.
Nobody loves me, said Miss Spider, sadly. I am good all day, but people do not like spiders. Last week, horrible Aunt Sponge put my dear father down the toilet.
That's terrible, cried James.
I can make music with my body,
the old green grasshopper said to James.
He makes the most beautiful music, said the ladybird.
James, the centipede said, is your name James?
Yes.
James, have you ever seen a giant centipede like me?
Asked the centipede.
No, I haven't, answered James. How did you become that size?
It was very strange, the centipede said. I was in the garden, under the old peach tree, and suddenly a little green thing went past my nose.
That happened to me too, said the ladybird. There were little green things everywhere, Miss Spider said.
It's very late, and we really must go to sleep, the old green grasshopper said. We have got an important day tomorrow. Miss Spider, please can you make the beds? I will not sleep in my boots, the centipede cried. How many of my boots are off, James?
About 20, James told him.
Then you still have to take off another 80, the centipede said.
He's doing it again, shouted the earthworm. Another 22, not 80.
The centipede laughed loudly, and James decided that he liked him. The centipede enjoyed being naughty, James could see, but it was nice to hear somebody laughing. Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker never laughed. A few minutes later, Miss Spider began to make them beautiful hammocks with her spider silk. She made one for the old green grasshopper and one for the ladybird. After that, she made two very long hammocks for the centipede and the earthworm. Then she turned to James.
Do you like a hard or a soft bed? She asked him. I like a soft one, thank you very much, James answered.
James finished taking off the centipede's boots and he climbed into his hammock. What a soft and comfortable bed! At home, he had to sleep on the hard floor, but this was much better. He lay in the dark with his eyes open, and he listened to the strange sleeping noises all around him.
Good night, my new friends, he said quietly,
and after a few minutes, he too was sleeping.